Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Not put in a position to succeed really right now. I mean, you guys talked about it. The best you see him is a 500 or maybe a little bit above. Like, that's not really much to work with. And I'm not sure that you're going to fix this up being the GM this upcoming offseason where, like, he's going to be able to win. And you look at the deal he's got. And the buzzword all offseason up until now has been 2027. That's when the team option is there. It's just kind of like, all right, connect the dots a bit.
And the thing about that for me that I think about is if I'm Scott Perry, if I'm Vivek Ranadive, I signed Doug Christie on to be my head coach. Thinking about the worst case scenario, like what if it doesn't happen this year? We're going to stay with it, right? Like we're going to continue to work through this together.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I'm signing. I'm not signing him with the thought that, if it goes bad this first year when we're not even doing a whole lot to try and improve, that we'll move on from him.
Whatever you have in mind for as long, like the years that Scott Perry's going to be here, you should have the same exact answer for Doug Christie if you're the owner. It shouldn't be... Because if it's like how you're talking about where it's like, oh, yeah, if it doesn't really work out this first season, then we move on. Then, all right, I'm sorry. Like, this is a loss all over again. And they've learned nothing from it, anything.
That would be dumb.
Because if that's the case, then you should have just let Doug go this offseason and brought in a new coach then.
Exactly. That would just be dumb. And then you bring up a great point, Damien. It's different. You do that with Doug Christie in this city.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And that's something that you got to be aware of if you're the person in control, if you're the owner. Like, not every coach firing is going to be the same. Like, you got to realize if we do that to Doug Christie in this city, like you said, after not setting him up with the proper roster, not giving him the opportunity to work with Scott Perry and build a roster, you think it's bad now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be really, really bad.
And I tell you right now, if I was an advisor of a Vivek Ranadive, you talk about money. You worry about money? Yeah, that money going to look bad.
And it's
not only because you're not good, but because of what you did to Doug. You might want to think twice.
And it's not just Doug. Bobby's on his staff.
Mm-hmm.
You going to do that to two of the most beloved people this city has ever known? Okay.
After you already set up Vladdy to fail, put him in a situation. You put him in a situation he shouldn't have been in.
Well, no, you absolutely did.
He shouldn't have. I mean, it was his decision to take the job.
No,
but
of course.
You put him in a situation he was not prepared for. And now you've got people looking at him a certain way, damn near forever in this city. You're going to do that to two more people?
Vivek just putting hits out on the 2002 Kings. That's really why he's here. Chris Webber, don't come back. Don't come back, Chris.
Chris already don't come back. Chris almost never here no more.
No. You got Vivek. I think they might have patched some stuff together. But Vivek and Mitch Richmond
during.
Vivek and Mitch Richmond wouldn't see an eye to eye for a minute. Only reason why I think they might have done something is because he did do something with TV. But that's not even necessarily Vivek.
Yeah, that's not Vivek. That's NBC Sports California.
Yeah.
Or NBC Sports.
Just killing all of Sacramento history. Who's next? L train?
What? Damn. Don't let D'Lo and KC turn on you. Because they did something this offseason that we have just...
No, we ain't feeling that, dog.
Did something this offseason that we've just let go. Because it doesn't have to do with the basketball operations. And we've just let it go. I was texting with someone this morning. I have a lot of feelings about that. Mm-hmm. A lot of them. and none of them are good.
Yeah.
Let's see what Mitchell's talking about here. 916-909-1320. I'll call him Mitchell.
Yeah, that was crazy.
What's up, Mitch?
Mitch.
Hey, Mitch. Hey, Mitch.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, man.
I ain't talking
about it, man. Sorry to bother you, Mitch.
You busy?
Oh, yeah, a little busy.
Oh, sorry. Do you want us to try? Hey, do you want us to call you later?
No, well, you want to get this over with? I'm a quickie, eh?
Whoa.
All right, Mitch.
What do you want to talk about, Mitch?
Mitch, I've seen your Twitter behavior. Let's cool it on the...
Oh, whoa. You know, I picked up dinner, pick up my grandson, and you're still icing me. Then when I get the minute I turn around and say I'm going on for my two laps here, I got to get my steps here, then you take me. That's okay. It's me.
I'm very sorry. But I also want to be clear. You picked up dinner, so it's 5:07 in New York, and you're getting dinner.
That's
in.
Supper.
Supper, dinner. It's okay. Semantics here.
Okay. All right. All right, Mitch. My bad.
Mitch ain't for it today. Mitch, you got, man?
He's just trying to live his life.
All right, Damon. You can relax now because now you're going to need the Mitch whisperer to you. And don't fade me so quickly. My fellow Latino, all right, give me a chance. I did say three things. First, the Kings look like they're playing everybody over 30, 4 of the 5 stars. Is this the old Washington over-the-hill game, the Washington Redskins from the 70s? You tell me. Westbrook playing powerful. Why don't they just play in center field because the pass for the Dodgers is hitting like 0-0-0-5-0. Maybe I can do better, all right? Let's not have that. And do you have a voodoo dog, KC, because the Dodgers, are really they hit the offense, is really going to sleep. And one more thing, I think Jesse's Dolphins, I think my boy Kuhn Ewers is going to be starting about 2-3 weeks. He looked okay last Sunday. Tua got hurt. I think Kuhn, he's not giving up that job.
Thoughts?
I want to. I just
nobody tell Mitch Quinn Ewers was brought back as the third string quarterback. Lost his job already.
I didn't even hear what he said. I didn't even hear what name he said.
He said Quinn Ewers. He talked about Páez.
Well, no, throw Russell Dodgers. Westbrook in center field if you're going to make him a power forward because Andy Páez isn't playing well.
He says they got a bunch of 30-year-olds playing, starting for the Kings. They're like the 77 Redskins. You know, that's what he said.
Yeah, you know what? My recollection of the 77 Redskins is pretty...
It's a big John Riggins
pretty
fan.
Slim. Can't really remember. My fellow Latino, we got that reference in there.
Yeah,
too.
Me and Mitch are just brothers, I guess.
La familia.
And I'm sorry, Mitch was getting in his laps?
Yeah, his laps. Yeah. I'm assuming he's going for a walk.
Yeah, yeah. He's trying to stay active.
Yeah, I think the point of that was that he already got dinner for the fam. He took the grandkid out, and now he's just trying to get his laps in, and you're still heckling him.
Yeah.
Getting supper.
Supper, yeah. And then he wasn't here for that. He said, supper, dinner, what's the difference? No.
And also, yes, your replies are visible.
Yeah. I don't open Twitter often, but every once in a while, like, I would have had to have explained that. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, yeah. It's like, no, yeah, this, like, is not, this is not me. This is not me.
Like, I'd be, no. It's not what it looks like.
No, it's Mitch. Mitch,
there's your caller. Mitch. Okay. And she's not a Twitter user, so I have to explain that, like, when you follow someone, you could see their reply.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to open it on the For You page. Like, I don't follow Mitch. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Mitch is, shout out Mitch, man. Mitch, man. Love him.
Shout out Mitch always. That was a hell of a call.
Looked like he was out of breath at the end.
Can we? Well, Jesse, we interrupted his workout.
Yeah, he's out there.
And that was like, Mitch, are you busy? Yeah, kinda. All right, off our boss.
What did my man Lewis say that time?
I'll be right with you, sir. I'll be right with you, sir.
Yeah. He was out there. He also hit us with this, Jim.
Length is important.
Oh.
So we have that. Jesse, the new you were like that. Man. That call with Lewis was iconic because we let him go when you weren't here. We just,
Jesse wasn't here.
Jesse wasn't here for that. No.
Oh, yeah. That was so Kyle. You haven't heard that.
Yeah.
Oh.
How long was the call? 5 minutes?
Nah. It was about
3.5.
It was about 3. Yeah. And we were dying.
So Jesse,
Real Brothers Sacramento.
So he's calling us, and wherever he's working, somebody's like, "Yeah, excuse me, sir, excuse me." And he goes, "Hold on,
right,
sir.
With you, sir.
I'll deal with your return in a second."
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was an epic call.
Shout out, Lewis.
Always shout out, Lewis. Shout out, everybody.
And he just went on and on and
what
on.
What was it? Was it Titus that was his partner?
Yeah, Titus. Yeah. Lewis and Titus. We ain't heard from Titus in a while.
Yeah.
The Real Brothers of Sacramento.
The Real Brothers. Man, we're going to have to get to football at some point here.
As a matter of fact,
we'll get to football one way or another next. The head football coach for the Sac State Hornets, Brendan Marion. He joins us for his weekly visit next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody, hang on. We're trying to figure. No, that magazine is no longer published regularly. It was relaunched as an annual print edition in February 2025. COVID canceled it. I just thought the consumption of magazines changed. To make the advent of free porn, but it turns out Playboy magazine ended because of COVID.
I mean, what do people? Well, I guess they couldn't get the magazine because they couldn't go to the stores. I guess, and I don't know.
I
used to love going to the bookstore. I used to love.
Oh, I used to love Tower
Barnes
Books.
And Noble's Tower Books. What was the other joint? Borders was a good
Borders,
one.
Borders, yep.
Barnes & Noble.
There are still bookstores, right? Barnes & Noble is still good. Spot.
Yeah, Barnes & Noble's still cooking. But it was...
I don't know if it's cooking,
the books
are
still there. The magazine game is different now, though.
Well, the magazine publication is different.
Yeah. Like I said, I can't even go get a Slam magazine no more. It's all digital.
Well, you have to order it. You can get a Slam, but don't you have to order it? Couldn't you order that De'Aaron Fox joint?
I think you could.
But, like, there's only... They had one that just came out like a month ago that sold out in like minutes. I don't know what was it Caitlin?
Might have been Caitlin. Yeah, it might have been Caitlin.
I feel like it was a WNBA player, but I'm not.
Might have been Caitlin. Like I said, I still have a subscription to Slam, but it's all digital. Mm-hmm. And some like they used to once like every other edition, they would send me, you know, the hard copy in the mail, but they even stopped doing that.
Shout out Sports Illustrated. He used to be the GOAT.
What you know about Sports Illustrated?
See, don't do that. Don't do that. That's disrespectful. That's disrespectful.
Sports Illustrated was the one. I love Sports Illustrated.
I threw a ton of Sports Illustrateds away during probably, I'm sure it was one of my moves across the country, but I kept every single one that had Michael Jordan on the cover.
As you should.
Every single one.
I got the reflector one on my little my background in my house. In my desk. That same thing. If it's Mike on there. Slam, Sports Illustrated, Hoop, I don't care. If Mike on there, that ain't going nowhere.
Can I bring up East Bay 2 or you gonna call me a child still?
About
East Bay, look, you call me a child again.
You know about that. What'd you get? You get the East Bay in the mail?
I didn't get it, but my grandmother used to get it because my cousin lived there and that's how I would see it.
You know what was funny about East Bay, like as an adult, when that catalog showed up and like I had, you know, the means to, I never wanted anything anymore. Like when that catalog came when I was a kid, I wanted every damn thing in that magazine.
I'd make my list.
But then it was like, oh, what do we got here? I don't want any of this stuff. Like, I don't want this anymore.
You don't want these ankle braces?
I guess. I'm so glad my mom would like, no, like you don't need that.
Bro, I wanted so many starter jackets. Mm. I wanted so many jerseys because I'm a jersey guy. I wanted so many jerseys, college, pro. I wanted like a Miami Hurricanes jersey for no reason.
Mm.
Man.
It's funny that like I yeah, it's funny.
Good time.
I love having kids in my life now because I just see things like Audrey's 11. She's creating a list because her birthday and Christmas are pretty close together. Oof. This list is crazy, right?
Yeah.
So she pulled it up. She was like, well, look, this is my birthday list. And this is, you know, the Christmas list. This is what we sent, all of this stuff. And she's showing me this. I was like, well, baby, what is that? And she's describing it. I was like, well, what do you want that for? She looks me dead in the face and goes, I don't know. Okay, so maybe we'll sit down and maybe edit this list to find out the things that you really, really... She wants an Apple Pencil so bad. She wants an Apple Pencil.
Yeah.
So she takes my iPad, my iPad,
yeah,
which was used primarily for this show purposes. It just started getting left at home a lot, and I'd come home, and she's got that pencil, and she's drawing.
Yeah.
Her iPad, the one that Katie's had, for, it doesn't work. Like, it's an older one, so it doesn't have the pencil. But she wants these pencils, but she has never once asked for a new iPad for the pencil to be used on.
So she can still use
yours. Which
leads
me to believe I've lost my iPad.
Yeah, I was about to say, she got an iPad. Yours.
Yeah, sounds like you need an iPad.
I guess that's the
case.
Put
that on your list.
Yeah, I'll put that. I think that's what I'm going to have to do.
How much is Apple Pencil? I might want to get that.
Well, the ones that she's finding are like off-brand ones for like $10.
Well, that's a good...
Same as I'll buy five.
That's a good risk.
An Apple Pencil is like $100 or somewhere close to that. But the ones she's finding are like $10 and $20.
I might try the $20 one once or twice.
I don't know why it wouldn't work. It's literally a big stylus. That's all it is. All of the adjustments you make with the pencil are on the screen.
Mm.
Like the... Yeah, all of the adjustments are on the screen. For those who haven't figured it out, Brian, this is something I have learned. Nothing is mine anymore. That is a tremendous point.
The truth.
Nothing is mine anymore.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't figured it out, Coach Marion said the hell with this. I've lost enough money this week. I'm not talking to these two jackasses. he's like, Kenny, look, I got you last night, bro. I'm not
That's
talking
enough.
To you again.
That's
wouldn't help if Coach Marion was on here. Kenny's like, yeah, the big sky is tripping, Coach. Like, yeah.
That was crazy. So it happened like right after.
We should have just put Coach on and asked him about his favorite Halloween movies. Coach, what are you guys doing tomorrow?
The for those who missed it, the big sky fined Coach Brennan Marion $10,000. For his comments that we talked about yesterday about the officials and returning penalties on callback touchdowns and all this other stuff. The funny thing about this, and this is what I'm saying, this is why you got to watch these people. Well, I got a lot to say about Big Sky. I'm going to wait till these people get completely out of the Big Sky and everything, the dust is cleared. I'm talking about football and basketball, because basketball still got a basketball season in the Big Sky. But I'm going to just wait because I don't want them catching any strays of what I might say. But just why you got to watch these people. Did you know Coach Marion never said anything about Big Sky officials? And he talked about touchdowns returned all season long. Big Sky hasn't officiated all their games.
Mm.
But yet the Big Sky felt the need to fine him $10,000, just telling on themselves, just telling on their ass.
This is why Coach isn't coming on the show today, because of that right there. Jim Gray Caraway over here.
Boy, Big I've been saying this since Coach Patrick was here. I said, y'all got to get out of that conference.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's not a lot of good things going on for you in this conference. Now they're in the Big West. The Whale was unveiled. The Whale, W-E-L-L.
Because that's not what I heard. I heard W-H-A-L-E. What?
Yeah, the Whale. I think
we're doing that again?
The name
Ron
might be
Burkle.
Get him out of here. The I think it might be might actually be officially called Hornet Pavilion, but it was unveiled last night. Yesterday, players were practicing in there, video, all this.
That's right next to where we watch the game at, right?
Yep,
football game.
That's
right
where
next
the entrance
to it. It's
gonna
that
be
building.
For everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
So looks cool. I mean, obviously, that's not where they're gonna be forever, but it looks a lot better than the Nest.
Yeah,
and
First season game starts on a week?
Yeah, well, the girls play, the women start their season on Monday. The men start their season
on
Tuesday.
Coach Aaron. About to spend some time with him.
Great dude.
Friday night.
Yeah, great dude. Great dude. We got to holler at him, man. But yeah, basketball season starts next week. Next Monday.
Excellent. 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 Yeah, we'll definitely talk to Coach Aaron coming up, man. So shout out to Coach Marion, as always, and our crew over at Sac State. Does that show live anywhere? I feel like I should know the answer to that, and I don't.
It did, and it hasn't for a couple weeks. It was on our YouTube. Okay. Our YouTube channel.
But well, if you missed the conversation last night, damn it, you just missed it, pal.
That's it. Because we, we got to.
Okay. All right. Say less. All right. Add it to the list, pal. They say this is a big, rich town. I just come from the poorest part. We'll use this as an opportunity to talk a little football. I had a tough time this week, man. Admittedly, I had a really hard time with power rankings. But I'll lead us off here. Last week, I had the Lions at number one, the Chiefs at number two, Colts, Bucks, and Rams rounding out the top five. This was brutal. I wanted to put the Bills back in. Didn't want to take the Rams out. You'll find out that I did. And I'm starting, of those three teams, the Eagles are last. But I am keeping an eye on it.
Okay.
The one that was really tough to leave out was the Bills because of the way that they won, and the only reason that they were really out was because they had a bye. Now the Rams are out because they have a bye, or had a bye. But I've got the Bucks at five, and that was the other thing. All of the teams that lost bounced back, and they beat teams that they should have. But I got the Bucks at five. The one that I am very slowly warming back up to are the Green Bay Packers. I was really, really – this is a one-loss football team, but I was really down on them after that tie to the Dallas Cowboys. And that's honestly a game where if I hadn't watched it, I might not have felt this way about it. But I sat through that game, and I thought you were a Super Bowl contender. Get one stop. That's a talented Dallas Cowboy offense. Very talented. I'm not questioning the Packers walking down the field and scoring. Mm. How was I that wrong? You're a Super Bowl, and you just let them not once, not twice. You just repeatedly let them go up and down the field and score on you, even when you had an opportunity to win the game. Mm. You let them do that. So I was really slow to warm back up to them, but it is starting to happen. I put the Packers at four. Man, I'm calling a change here from the screen.
Oh.
It's the Bucks at five, the Packers at four, and I'm moving the Lions to three and putting the Colts at two. I think what the Colts are doing.
What the hell did the Lions do to anybody?
Nothing. I think what the Colts are doing is legit. Mm. Like, I this isn't, like, cute. This isn't it's a nice little sweet story. No, this is a good football team. Mm-hmm. This is a really, really good football team, and I have it on the screen in front of Kenny as the Lions at two. But as I look at this, I really want to put the Colts at number two, so I'm going to do that, and I'm in. I'm back in.
Woo!
I got the Kansas City Chiefs at number one.
Yeah, that was a fun season and a half.
Yeah,
it's over again, guys.
Yeah, I got the Kansas City Chiefs at number one. Man, they look like Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid again. And I'm all in.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to find out.
Yep.
This Sunday.
Yep.
As Swiss Beats once said, who's phony? Who's fake? That's the type of people I hate. Is it the Bills?
He did say that.
Or is it the Chiefs? Who's phony? Who's fake? Because they play each other. And the Chiefs, they're not bad, but they didn't got fat off two sorry teams. Just go into Buffalo and see what you got. You handle that one, I know you're all the way back. I feel like you're all the way back. But if you get fat off of two sorry teams and then you go into Buffalo and you don't take care of business.
I'm with you.
It's like, let's see what that schedule looking like, because you might not be able to beat the good teams when you play them. Even though they beat Detroit too. So that's two of the three wins they had were soft teams. Detroit was a legit one. Mm-hmm. But we'll find out a little bit more about both of those teams on Sunday. I'll go through mine real quick. We'll start 5-1. Same teams as last week. Last week I had Lions, Colts, Bucks, Bills, Chiefs. No new teams.
Okay.
No new teams. But there is a little shift. There is a little movement in the five. And I got the Bucks, who were 3 last week, at 5.
What the hell did the Bucks do?
They didn't play.
You got to play. The Bucks played last week.
Who did they play last week?
The Bucks played last week.
I thought they were on a bye.
They're on a bye this week.
They're on a bye this week.
They played the Saints last week.
That's right. Now, it's funny you say that, because they had a play in that game where there was a fumble. Guy returned it for a touchdown. The refs called it back, said they blew the whistle and blew it dead, so they brought the ball back. Fox plays the replay. There was no whistle blown.
Oh, goodness.
So the refs just took the points off the board for no reason. They said, "Oh yeah, we blew a whistle. It was down right there."
That's awful.
No, there was no whistle.
And those officials immediately flew to Sacramento and refereed the Lakers game. Hey, real quick before you continue, Young Zell asked D-Lo, "What my Broncos got to do to make the list?" Two things, Zell. One, fire your coach.
Oh,
just because I don't like him. Two, make a remix. Go ahead.
Broncos are close, though.
Yeah, they're Broncos right there. Close. Hate it. Hate it. Because Sean Payton just seems like a terrible person. But they're in that conversation, too, of the teams we were talking about a few minutes ago.
Yeah, but I got the Bucks at 5.
Okay.
They moved. The Bills did not move. They stayed at 4.
Okay.
I moved the Chiefs to 3.
40-9 over the Panthers.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're in a little bit.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I see it. I got the Colts still at 2.
Yeah.
And I've got the poor Lions, who just get disrespected in D-Lo's power rankings.
No,
I've got them at 1.
Well, didn't I say the Lions were? So we have the same top 3 teams. Mm. We have them in a different order. If this were BCS, it would be like 8-8-1, 8-8-0, 8-7-9. Like, that's what those top 3 would look like for me, man. There are several really good football teams. There isn't that standout team right now, but there's some good football teams. Let me ask you this. We used to do this. We don't do it as much anymore. I just named 4 teams. I had the Bills, I guess, technically kind of the first out. Zell, all kidding aside, Broncos are in that conversation too. The Eagles are lingering around that conversation again a little bit towards the end, but they're lingering around that, and of course the Rams as well. Where are the Packers for you? Because you were, I think all 3 of us were. You never saw them as a Super Bowl contender. Mm-hmm. All 3 of us were really, really down after that tie.
Mm-hmm.
But this is still a 1-loss team.
I got them behind the Eagles.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Understood.
I got them behind the Eagles. So the Packers are just a good team. I don't see them, and that's not necessarily how the rankings go, but I don't see them making a run, winning 3 straight games to get to the Super Bowl. They may not have to either.
Man, I missed another one. Securing to Carter. The Patriots.
They might be better than the Bills.
They might be.
Might, yeah.
They might be.
You can make the argument possible.
But
there's a
conversation. That's a team I'm keeping. They're really keeping a close eye on.
They're in a combo. Once again, the problem is, like you pointed out, and we've talked about a number of different times. I think there's like 9-10 teams that are the same. They are the same. Mm. There's no real difference between the Chiefs and the Packers. Like, they're about the same type of team.
Would we put the Seahawks in this conversation?
You can.
It's a 5-2 team. They got the Commanders coming up. I think Jaden's back. Did I read that right or no?
Maybe.
I thought he practiced this week, but I'm consistently wrong when it comes to
Maybe.
What players practicing
means.
He's
a full participant in practice yesterday. So
that's what I. Oh, okay. So that's on a Wednesday. Yeah, he's going to play.
Yeah. Brock and, limited, by the way.
All right.
Okay. Practice, but limited. And I think Ricky Pearsall didn't practice at all.
Today?
Yesterday.
Oh, okay. If he's limited today, I don't imagine he's playing.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Brock, not Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, Brandon Ayuk will be back before Ricky Pearsall.
At this point, Brandon Ayuk might be back before Brock Purdy.
Right. Yeah, I think there's not much of any difference between, we'll put the Seahawks there too, Seahawks and the Chiefs.
Mm. It just depends. Well, you don't think there's much difference between the Seahawks and Chiefs?
Mm.
Mm. I agree with that.
And the point being, there's 10 teams that are like the same. It just depends on when you play them. Like that day, like what's it looking like? Home field, how's the turnover battle going? Like I think there's about 9-10 teams all right there.
Let's we talk about 9-10 teams all right there. Let's mark a couple of dates here. Say Bo, if you're listening, November 9th. It's the Patriots at the Bucks.
Mm.
And this is a ways away. We don't have to mark this one, but we'll keep an eye on it in the weeks to come.
Okay.
December 14th. The Patriots host the Bills.
Remember, that's the one we said earlier that's going to
determine. Yep, that's the one you said. Yeah. I was like, that might be a little overreaction. I think that's what it was.
You let me rock with that one. So I'll give you credit too.
I was like, man, you really got you got the Patriots hanging around this whole
Patriots schedule. So sorry.
Yeah, it's not the best. So that's the other tough part is I was looking at this trying to figure out like Chiefs Bills like that's going to tell us something. Mm-hmm. It'll tell us something about one of those two teams. Maybe it'll tell us something about both of them. I don't know. But I looked up like New England and it's like, oh, they play Atlanta. Like, okay. All right. That's not what I was hoping for. But then there's that Tampa game next week. It's like, all right. From a Bucks perspective and a Patriots perspective, mm-hmm. Yeah, give me that. Mm-hmm. Give me that. And then you look way ahead and you got that Bills. And really, just record wise, I mean, the Bengals game is going to be interesting because I think the Bengals are actually still going to be fighting for something.
Flacco questionable this week. At least I saw that yesterday. Poor guy.
Are we getting close to a Burrow return? That game against the Bengals is November 23rd.
At that point, you're close.
That's
I think 12 weeks. I think they were saying December.
Joe Burrow got hurt in week
two.
One? Two. Okay.
But right. I remember the initial analysis was prognosis was December.
Okay. All right. So not so much there on the 23rd. The Bengals will be fighting because the Bengals, I'm sure, absolutely feel, hey, we're playing good football. Just stay alive, stay alive, stay alive. Let me see if I can peek at the they got a bye week coming up in a couple weeks after
What's their record after this week.
They are currently 3-5. But they're 3-5 in a division with the Steelers, who are headed downhill, the Browns, who are perpetually downhill, and the Ravens, who...
Well, I was just about to say, Ravens could be looking at tonight. Like, if the Bengals are looking that way, the Ravens could be like, this one tonight, 3-5, Lamar back.
The only problem is, they had a problem when Lamar was here.
Mm-hmm.
They were just losing games, but they were scoring a lot more points in the process.
Yeah, yeah.
But the point stands. Mm-hmm. That division is wide open because it's so bad.
Mm-mm-mm.
It is a bad, still bad division. Stink. Yes, hate to see it. Really do. You really hope the old fella would just go out on top, the hero that he is.
What a jackass.
4-3, 3-5, 2-5, 2-6. And to your point, the Ravens, if they get Miami tonight, they're 3-5.
And it gets a little soft for
with two games against Pittsburgh left.
Yeah. It gets a little soft for Pittsburgh before you get into
they got a pill for that.
Pill for what, D-Lo?
When he gets
to what? When he gets to what? Pill for what?
Wait, why am I getting set up?
I'm asking you. Pill for what?
He said. Always see the second verse. Wow. Always see the second verse.
He said it gets a little soft for the Ravens.
What the? That's crazy. I didn't see Kenny do nothing. That's a flag on you. That's insane.
Man, you are. Man, that's Austin Reeves right there. You're getting an Austin Reeves treatment over here. You see Austin Reeves shot last night?
That was sick.
Did you know what I didn't see? And that was the Julius Randle play right before.
That was sick, too. That comeback was crazy. They was down like 11 with like 3 minutes to go.
I saw the last Timberwolves few, were. And I saw. Austin Reeves made some money this week.
I saw Jake LaRavia's stat line.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see the stat line. 27 points, right? Hey, him and Austin Reeves leading the Lakers to wins.
Hey, I'm serious. If you just glanced real quick, can you tell Jake LaRavia and Austin Reeves apart?
No.
No.
Thank you.
Did you see the clip of the game with Anthony Edwards?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, somebody said it. I think it was, somebody said it before I could get to it. But I was thinking it. I almost tweeted it out, but I didn't know how to phrase what I wanted to say. But Austin Reeves hit that shot, the way he was playing in the fourth quarter, his stat line, what he's done this week. I said, is this the 2025 Jeremy Lin? What he's doing this week is crazy.
Yeah.
He's got a 51, a 41. I think he had 30-plus last night. Winner.
I think he had 30. I don't want to say. Was it 31? Was it 51,
I thought
41,
I
want to
say 34.
Either way, he had a game winner.
I was like, is this 2025 Jeremy Lin? And I might have been Ryan Clark. Somebody said it this morning. And I was like, damn, they got it. Oh, Kenny Smith said it last night. That's right.
He's a better player than Jeremy Lin.
He is. He is for sure. He's a good ball player.
Austin. Yeah, what'd Weezy say? Austin Sanity?
Well, keep having these guys and this guy in here in the tough moments and results.
You're
going to
have some tough moments.
Talking about Rudy Gobert. Just split the defense like it was nothing. Easy work. Rudy need to be off the court in those situations. Need to be off the court. Get him off the court.
We'll come back, man. Let's talk more basketball. Maybe less about Austin Reeves, though, but good for him and his twin brother, Jake LaRavia. We'll get back to Kings basketball as well. Matt George on the way.
Yeah.
He'll be with us in about 30 minutes or so. Stilo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Chatty House is funny. They just asked a question I can't stop thinking about. Do you think the first person to eat an egg did it on a dare?
Well, that always goes back to my question about how did we decide we were going to drink milk?
Well, that's what Zabo says. Zabo says, hey, guys, I got a cow. Want to see something crazy?
Not only that, let's drink it.
Oh, man.
That's, yeah. I don't know. They were just doing whatever back in the day.
Hold on. What do you got?
Do you guys see the latest robot video that's come out?
Oh.
No, I ain't seen it, man. I ain't seen it. Look at this nerd. Look at this nerd.
Our humanoid for the home.
The robot, Nanny.
Let you live with it.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Oh, come on, man. Stop.
Oh, they got a cleaning robot now.
Bro, this is literally the premise of a Will Smith movie.
That's what I'm telling you. Look at it. Look, it's taking out the trash.
You.
I thought it was fake, but I think it's real.
Let me tell you something.
It'll be great when they get that butcher knife and start carrying that around the house and take you out.
Well, there was one because you can make payments. It's $20,000 for a robot. You can make $400 payments, and there was a meme or whatever where the robot's kind of looking at you like, you've missed your payment this month.
Come on. Bro, what?
Yeah, just wait.
Oh, my gosh, bro. Hey.
This is the premise of the Will Smith movie.
Bro, look, he's like 6 feet tall.
That's crazy. Yeah, he's going
to How am I supposed to fight that? Yeah, how am I supposed to fight him?
You are a different level of lazy if you need a robot to take the trash out and sweep the stairs.
That's what kids are for.
Man.
I wanted to bring that to our attention because I know we're on the up and up with robots and stuff.
Hey, shout out to me. You know, Barry Horowitz, I was the first one to say, yo, these robots things getting crazy. I got laughed out of the chatty house when I said that. This was 3 years ago or so. Now y'all see it.
I don't think anyone remembers that except for you.
What? That was the first
one. We all saw our robot.
Everybody's like, yo, Casey, you kind of bugging, bro. You kind of, I said, I'm telling you, this robot thing is out of control, and it's only so. I said I was terrified of robots.
Like, what does happen if you miss the payment on that robot? Because they're not going to come and repo your robot. So it's like, is the robot going to shake you up for your money? It's like, hey, Jess, where's my $400 at?
Gonna be looking like Jay Leno.
So yeah, I fell down this hill, you guys.
That's not funny. That's
so not funny. It's
only a matter of time before they create that robot, right?
What do you mean that robot? Yeah. I think they've
they're gonna send them to war.
That's not what I meant. The war robot doesn't matter. I'm talking about the Smash robot.
That's already out, brother.
They got a Smash robot?
It's been out.
Yeah.
Stop playing.
Are you being serious? Yeah, it's been out. Yeah. They talking everything.
Yeah. They've been cooking with that one. I don't know if it's like they got a commercial for it, like that robot.
Oh, my God.
Are they out
there? Can you imagine sitting around watching the game and the Smash robot comes onto the screen?
Well, also, it's like that's probably like who you telling your boys, like, yeah, I just bought the $100,000 robot. It's like, relax, pal.
It's like they want to eliminate human interaction as much as possible.
Yeah, dude, cooked.
AI's taking over.
The next time the aliens land, can just ask for their help.
Earth is ghetto.
Honestly.
Earth is ghetto. I want to go with y'all.
I'm going to tell the aliens, hey, they're trying to use AI to cut clips of my work. Can you come help me out real quick?
I'm going to be an informant for the aliens.
Oh, man. KC just casually leaving Area 51.
What are you doing? Oh, nothing.
Nothing? It's good.
I'm with y'all, man. KC, you're my only hope.
KC, a part of B613. That's a deep cut. Not everybody's going to get that, but you can look it up.
They're my only hope. Oh, man. Drew down with a crazy name. That's crazy, bro.
A Hobot?
Well. Come on.
Well, we've got those robots and the cleaning robots.
Man. And I kept saying, bro, why do these nerds keep making these things?
I need to know how fast these robots run, too. Like, I know he's just walking around taking the trash, but is he programmed to run 20 miles an hour at some point if he's needed?
He's going to be at your spot before you get there.
Everything can be hacked.
That's correct.
Like, how difficult is it going to be for someone to hack a robot? It's not.
Not difficult at all. Once again, the scary thing from what I've read, and was always terrifying, is the robots end up developing their own knowledge.
That's been out there, too. That's happened. It's like the computer has a thing for itself or something.
Yeah, the AI is so advanced, it allows them to start thinking for themselves.
But like, think about when you, if you're looking for...
I gotta stop telling Siri to shut up.
Oh, I seen some videos from Siri that's crazy. Like, somebody, like, a weird moment, like top 10 weird Siri moments.
Uh-huh.
And it was crazy. Hey, bro, I ain't talking to you, bro. I'm not talking... Look, it's here and it won't go away now. Siri's here, it won't go away. I ain't talking to you, Siri.
Hey, Siri, KC is deathly afraid of you.
somebody asked the question where
she didn't even respond.
Siri wouldn't answer the question of, like, do you work for the CIA?
Mm.
Would just try to change the subject every time. It was, man, no.
You know what's funny is if you have too many, like, compatible devices in the room, like, none of them answer, I think that's them, like, coming together. That's them, like, hey, dude's bugging, man.
It's asking too much.
It's like it's the Siri union or something.
The Siri Association.
I think they're called Google Homes or whatever. I had that and it went off by itself like twice. Unplugged it. Haven't plugged it back in since.
No, bro. I'm telling you, I'm cool.
It's like, what did you say? Nothing. I was playing the PS5.
I'm cool. I got like four in the house. It's cool though.
That's a lot. I'm that cool. I got four of them, but I'm just, cool.
Yeah, I'm here now. They got me.
Well, the thing about Siri's on your computer, your iPad, it's on certain thermostats.
Yeah.
It's on HomePods. Oh, it's on Apple TVs.
Alexa's the one I'm thinking of, too. Alexa's the one I have.
Yeah, you know what's funny is Gady moves in and goes, hey, which one of these is Alexa? We don't have Alexa in this house. That's crazy. Hey, Siri, set a timer for 5 minutes.
Bro, but no. Hey, say, relax.
That's my bad. Sorry. That's
no,
my fault.
No, it's not even my voice. What are you doing?
See? And that's the thing about these robots. Like, if you search something, like if I search a Russell Westbrook jersey, I'm going to get fed an ad for a Russell Westbrook jersey or honor the gift or whatever for months. Mm-hmm. That's robots. Like, they understand your tendencies. Mm-hmm. If you go to bed every night at 10 o'clock, they're going to start doing all of the things that you do when you go to bed at 10 o'clock.
Dog. On Jazz's...
Your phone shuts off when it knows you go to bed.
On Jazz's Apple Watch. On her phone, too. She ain't never set no alarm for nothing. They tell her at about 10:15, it's your bedtime. Bro, what?
Well, that's... So you said it's the watch?
No, it's on the phone. My bad. It's on the phone. The phone tells her, sends a notification, yeah, time to wind down, get ready for sleep.
Mine does that, too. My Ring does that because my Ring knows when I go to sleep, though.
Is your Ring connected to the phone?
Yeah.
She ain't got no Ring.
I don't know. We're all gonna die.
I'm still clicking through this robot video. I've learned it's got expert mode. It can charge itself, like walk to the charger, charge itself.
Probably got big sound serial mode killer too, mode.
There's
collect
companion mode if you want it to be a friend, I guess. Like these things are gonna take over. I've seen enough.
That's crazy, bro. We don't need that.
Like, this dude is asking if he could put, like, this, like, the spices in his chili. Like, that's part of the commercial as well. It's over. It's over. Mm. Brilliant. Says, no, that's cayenne pepper. You can't.
Come on, man. How's he know?
Imagine going to Trader Joe's and you just bump into a robot that's doing grocery shopping for their owner. Like, oh,
do you say sorry?
And what's the proper pronoun?
No, hey, can you imagine bumping into the robot? Like, oh, it's a robot walking past. And it's like, you can bump into me. Can you say excuse me? And it's like, do you say excuse me to the robot at that point? Like, oh, my bad, bro.
Or what about when you hold the door open for someone and they don't say thank you? What if the robot doesn't say thank you?
Smacks you upside the head.
Yeah, once again, they get aggressive. Oh, my God.
Hey, you're welcome. Hey, when people hold the door open for you, say thank you.
Yeah, that's facts.
Who doesn't?
Because best believe, whether you do or don't, I'm going to say you're welcome. The tone just varies on whether you say thank you or not.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome, of course.
No problem, no problem.
You don't say anything, it will very much be, you're welcome.
What about the fake trot that you do when somebody's holding the door open?
Oh, God.
You're not really trot.
Where you're not... You do that when you're crossing the street, too. It's literally why I try to get past the school when I'm walking the dog, because I know there's going to be more cars at that 10-minute window, and you have to do that. I'm hurrying. But, like, you're not actually moving faster.
You're not moving any faster than when
you just walk. Look really stupid.
Oh, man. Gotta do what you gotta do, though. Let
you said it was $20,000 for a robot?
$20,000 or $500 a month.
Gonna tell me.
Why, you want a robot?
I was gonna say.
I haven't made my payment yet. Are you crazy?
Hey, Kenny, I know you want me to take out the trash, but you owe me $500.
Cass says, what if the robot takes my parking? Well, you lost your parking, Cass. That's what happened.
Oh, yeah, man.
Here's the question. Bad. Can a robot play the four?
Well, somebody said a Coke machine can.
Well, Can a robot defend, share, and rebound?
She's better than 1 for 10.
Can a robot do any of those?
Mm.
There is a... he had another one last night, man. Domas played better last night.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the fourth quarter. It might have been the third, but I think it was the fourth. He can't make up his mind on what he's doing on the offensive end. Turns the ball over, gets pissed, starts screaming at the official, is late getting down on the floor, gives up the basket because he was bitching with the official, and almost instantly turns the ball over again. It's like, and Russ did something similar too. It's so weird. This happens in basketball all the time where a mistake is compounded by a frustrated foul.
Mm-hmm.
Russ turned the ball over and then immediately fouled on the next possession. He didn't foul on purpose to stop the clock and yell at the official. He was guarding, but he was frustrated and he fouled.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, man, the amount of times that this team, those are just dumb things. The Domas play did not cost them the game. That stretch of plays from Domas. It did not cost. It's the play, and everyone, you if you don't remember those plays, you might remember when, I don't remember if it was an official's timeout, King's timeout, whatever it was, but he's walking to the bench and he's screaming, and I think he like hits the chair or something as he's sitting down. Mm-hmm. It was that series of plays on each side of the floor. Neither one of those plays, the stretch with Domas or the stretch from Russell Westbrook, or that play, those two plays from Russell Westbrook, cost them the game. But it's just like, it just shows like, man, this team, those are just dumb things to do.
Yeah.
And then those dumb things add up in 5 games in, you're at 1-4.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.